with SRN News. I'm John Scott. U.S. employers added a surprising 228,000 jobs last month as the American labor market continues to show resilience. Wells Fargo senior economist Michael Puglisi says it was an encouraging jobs report overall.
Taken in isolation, it's encouraging to see a pretty strong beat. Now, there were some downward revisions to previous months that maybe take a little bit of the shine off of that. But net-net, it was still, I think, stronger than many people, us included, were expecting.
The hiring numbers were nearly double what some economists had expected. The unemployment rate ticked up to 4.2%. Also at SRNNews.com, South Korea's Constitutional Court has unanimously removed Yoon Suk-yeol as president. That's after he threw the nation into turmoil by declaring martial law and sending troops to parliament in an effort to break through legislative gridlock. South Korea must now hold a new presidential election within 2 months. Search teams have pulled more bodies from the ruins of buildings a week after a massive earthquake rocked Myanmar, killing more than 3,300 people. The markets might be in free fall, but Capitol Hill Republicans are managing to move forward with President Trump's legislative agenda.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune is forging ahead with a plan to adopt a crucial budget blueprint by Saturday after hitting a last-minute snag Thursday afternoon that delayed a procedural vote for hours. Where things almost broke down was lingering GOP concerns at letting Senate Budget Committee Chair Lindsey Graham make the decision on using the current policy baseline accounting tactic, which makes an extension of Trump's 2017 tax cuts appear to cost nothing, sidestep the chamber's parliamentarian, and could come back to bite them if the final bill runs aground of strict budget rules. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
This is SRN News. Jews around the world are preparing to celebrate Passover.
It begins at sundown on Saturday, April 12th, and will run through the end of April 20th. Passover is one of the biggest holidays on the Jewish calendar, marking God's protection of his people in Egypt when he unleashed the angel of death on the firstborn sons of that country. Jews might well be meditating on deliverance in these troubled times, with anti-Semitism on the rise and Israel fighting a war against Muslim terrorists on its border. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has temporarily blocked a Montana law that bars men from using women's restrooms in public buildings. District Court Judge Shane Venata says the measure, which Republican Governor Greg Gianforte signed last month, would deprive transgender people of their constitutional right to equal protection under the law. The governor's spokesman, Caitlin Price, says a man should not be in a woman's restroom. This is SRN News. The Department of Energy is having to lay the groundwork for the future of AI.
The agency has identified 16 federal sites, including storied nuclear research laboratories such as Los Alamos, where it could invite tech companies to build data centers. It's part of a drive to accelerate commercial development of artificial intelligence technology. President Trump has said he supports the opening of federal lands to data centers, something that was backed by the previous administration as well. Rich Thomason, Washington.
The Texas Senate approving a major water bill to tackle the state's looming water crisis. Senate Bill 7 focuses on creating new water sources and includes strategies like desalinization and reservoir projects. Bruce Pearl of Auburn and Rick Pitino of St. John's, they are the AP Coaches of the Year in men's college basketball. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.